In Duckpool Town lives Edith Budd.
I go round here doing good.
With her gramps so old and grey, we've adventures every day. They have help from Pila Dog.
I like sleeping like a log.
They've a hero with a squirm.
Yes, that's me, I'm Arthur Worm.
Family Mud.
And Arthur too.
Join us all here in Duckpool.
Oof.
Some days start the same as any other, and then everything goes mad. I blame my gramps.
Hey, listen to this, Edith. There's a fishing contest at Duckpool Park Pond at 9 o'clock this morning.
My friend Arthur Worm and I think fishing is wrong. It's cruel.
Well, it's okay, Edith. They weigh the fish and then put them back in the pond.
Not cruel to the fish, Gramps. It's cruel to the worms. They're used as live bait. They get nibbled.
Oh, you've got a point there, Edith. It's not good from a worm's eye view.
Sounds okay to me.
Edith, does the worm in this newspaper picture look familiar to you? I'm sure I know him.
It's Arthur Worm. He's holding on to a fisherman's line. What's he doing there?
What and where and how and why?
These are questions we ask every day.
Who and when? We'll sort it out.
It's the mud zoo. Save the day.
I raced into the garden to look for him, but the flower beds had been dug up and Arthur was missing. Worm napped, and I knew where he was.
Come on, Gramps, it's 8:30. We've only got 30 minutes to save Arthur before the fishing contest starts. Get the car going!
Edith, the car radiator's leaking.
Why do we need a radiator? It's not cold.
Come on, we haven't got time to waste.
We must rescue Arthur Worm from the fishermen, and we only have 30 minutes.
We set off for the park. Pila was dozing on the back seat, panting and snuffling. The traffic lights, it looked like fog was closing in.
That's not fog, Edith. The car radiator's leaking. That's steam. I'll pull into that garage.
Come on, Gramps. We haven't got time for this.
The car was broken and the garage couldn't fix it for a week.
Oh, it's going to cost £900 to fix. I haven't got that sort of money. We'll have to go on the bus. There'll be one along in about 30 minutes.
We haven't got time for that. I'll run. It's only 30 miles.
We've got a plan.
Let's take it away.
It's a brilliant plan.
And we'll save the day.
Again!
Here's the park, and there's the fishermen. Ah, no, there's 10 of them, and all with cans of worms. That's the start of the fishing contest. But where's Arthur?
I raced along the bank and emptied out the cans of worms. They wriggled away, but I couldn't find Arthur Worm.
Yoo-hoo! Edith! I'm up here! I'm flying just like Super Worm!
I looked up and saw Arthur Worm flying through the air. He was holding on to the end of a fishing line.
Whee-hee! Hey, this is fun!
I ran to the fisherman. Please let that worm go. He's my friend. Please.
He's just a worm.
He's not just any worm. He's a very special worm. He's Arthur Worm. Fisherman, fisherman, spare that worm. Touch not a single cell. For years he has protected me, and I will save him still. He helped me take my baby steps. He watched me grow up tall. So, fisherman, please save my worm, and we can have a ball.
Oh, that's lovely. I'll save your worm.
The fisherman reeled in his line and Arthur Worm was holding on to the end.
Woohoo! Hey, that was a lucky escape, Edith. I am aware that the fish was trying to nibble me. You reeled me in just in time.
To save your life.
No, to save the fish's life. One more nibble and I was going to use my worm wrestling skills. Oh, probably a double worm hold with a half Nelson and a fin lock.
Come on, Arthur. Let's get you home. I think we'll take the bus.
We've done it!
Again!
We've done it!
Again!
It's sorted!
Again!
Till tomorrow!
When Arthur Worm and I got home, Gramps was listening to the radio.
Reports are coming in that the fishing contest at Duckpool Park has been disrupted by a young girl. Fishermen have been told to stop using worms and use bread for bait.
Oh, that's good, isn't it, Edith? They've banned the use of worms.
And they were just worried about the safety of the fish.
The National Society for the Protection of Worms is delighted. I spoke to their spokesperson earlier.
We have campaigned for many years to stop the use of worms in fishing competitions. Edith Mudd has done more in one morning than we have done in 10 years. We are going to give her our highest medal, the Grand Order of the Worm.
Oh, that's good. A medal. I wonder what it looked like.
What about a worm?
Gramps, what happened to the car?
The garage wanted £900 to fix it. I can't pay that much, so I had to get the bus home.
Did they let Pilar on the bus?
Oh, yeah, he was really good. He curled up on the back seat, fell asleep.
Pilar, you're a good dog. Gramps, where's Pilar?
Oh, Guy must still be asleep on the back seat of the bus.
Gramps, come on, let's go and find him.
Oh, and I was just thinking how quiet it is.
Tale from Family Mud.
It all worked out. We knew it would.
Come again another day and see what fun is on its way.
Family Mud.
And Arthur too.
Join us all here in the